What about panitumumab in head and neck?
Well, panitumumab is also a very nice antibody. The PACE study, where they combined it with Avastin, was a bit disappointing and concerning. That was the study in colorectal. It unfortunately has led to some slowdown in the sort of research in other tumor types. But I know Marshall Posner has studied this drug, and we were planning to as well. This drug does not have the side effects of cetuximab as far as the infusion reactions. It still does cause rash. People on both sides would argue that makes it worse or better. What do we mean? Well, it isn't an IgG1, then it doesn't have the antibody-dependent complement cytotoxicity, and perhaps maybe it's an inferior drug. Well, again, that's hypothetical. We've not seen a head-to-head as far as whether one is better than the other, and I would say at this point they are similar drugs. Clearly, cetuximab is ahead of the game because they have shown efficacy in randomized studies, whereas panitumumab has not yet. But would I give up on a drug like panitumumab? Absolutely not. I would encourage them to continue to study this drug, especially in a tumor type like head and neck cancer, where you know EGFR is a validated pathway. I mean, too many times we see companies, investigators, government give up in an indication. Now, if that were the case, when Avastin was approved in non-small cell lung cancer, why is it that everybody else's VEGF drug is being tested now in lung cancer? Because the first study with Avastin validated that VEGF may have a role. So it actually is more of a positive signal to encourage more research in that area to try and get better. In head and neck cancer, EGFR is clearly a validated signal, and any company with an EGFR drug should be rushing to try and get an indication in that tumor type, because you know it's a validated signal. You just have to do the study now to get your drug onto the market.